Therapy is a weird thing for a lot of people. Like, what do you do to cleanse yourself, to feel better, to move on with your life? Ironically, what Raven and I were both doing this past weekend, for some people may seem therapeutic. Mm. For me, it's an emotional roller coaster. The average person spends $300 on clothes that they never, ever wear. Raven and I both cleaned out our closets this past weekend.
Do you think that's like annually? That's not, I mean, in a lifetime, I mean, it's certainly more than that for me. I have bought clothes that I have never even taken the tags off some of that stuff.
Absolutely. So I was thinking the same exact thing. They were saying like, this is in a lifetime. But for me, I think that there's a lot of clothes that I buy that I have high hopes for.
Yeah.
That I think like, this is beautiful. It's a good price. One day I'm going to fit into
that's
it.
That's right.
I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Ambition clothes.
That's my gosh.
I call those halo items, is that you aspire to be great. And that way, at some point, you'll be able to wear that. My wife just bought me a shirt the other day. I tried to put it on. I can't breathe in it. The buttons are all spread apart.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, you don't have to return it. I'm going to get into that thing. She's like, no. No, you're probably not. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I'm not. Take it back. Good idea.
It's like going through your history when you have to go through your clothes to get rid of things and make those big donation bags. And for me, like, there's so many pieces of clothing that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Like, I look at them and I hold them up and I loved the way they look. They represent a time in my life where I was confident and young and beautiful.
Sure.
And then I go to put them up and I just can't get them over my thighs.
Right.
It's just they're stuck right there.
And you haven't worn them in 4 years at this point.
At least.
It's time for them to go.
First thing I do is I call my 13-year-old daughter Hayden in, right? Because I'm trying to find the way that there's a reason to keep them. And I was like, Hayden!
Do you like these?
These jeans are coming back into style. You want to try them on for mommy? They're size 4.
She's like, no, mom, leave me alone.
Oh my gosh. Remember when we wore the jeans that were way too low? That like you could see, like they were like,
yeah, the low rise.
The
hip huggers, right? Or whatever they are.
Where like the thongs would come out the back.
Yes.
I had a pair of those. They bring me back to being 22 and clubbing in the city and all that.
Yeah.
I called her in. Hayden, come try on these jeans.
She's like, ew.
Mommy used to love these jeans. And, you know, she's like, I don't want to. And I'm like, no, you have to. And then she puts them on.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's something wrong with these. She's
like, right, they're broken.
You can see my underwear, Mom. I go, you know what? You're right.
You're right. There is something wrong with these.
They're going to go in the donation bin.
Yeah. I just cleaned out my closet and drawers because I had nothing, no space left, basically, because I've held on to too much stuff. You know, I've got too much stuff like that. So, but I did mine, you know, I did it again this weekend, but I've been carrying around a couple bags in my car for like the last month. Because it's a process. And so the other thing is like, you know, I want to just donate them. But do you know that how many of the bins that are out there now, like they're actually for resale?
Yeah.
It's not for Goodwill. It's not for the church or something like that. It's somebody somewhere who collects all these clothes in a warehouse and then puts them online and sells them. And that's against my principles. So I'm waiting for the right donation box. So I'm just driving around with these items in my car.
Well, my big, giant garbage bag got donated. But I was so excited when I read this. And I was like, you know what? Raven still has it in his car.
They're
so
here.
Right now, I have them they are thrown all over the studio floor. We're going to take a video of this. We're going to go through Raven's donation clothes. That's coming up next. This is so much more eye-opening than I ever thought it would be.
I told you were going to love this.
I didn't even open the second bag yet.
Is that the one with the shoes or not? The one that's open?
No, I haven't even gotten to the shoes.
Oh, man.
All right, so the average person spends $300 in their lifetime on clothing that they'll never wear. Raven and I both agree that we think it's probably a lot more than that.
Way more.
If you're like at TJ Maxx or Marshall's, like you can just buy things because it's inexpensive and you're like, oh, I'll wear it. And then you never wear it.
I'm always the type, too, where if I even think that I like something, I buy it. Because I know when I go back, it ain't going to be there.
So Raven and I, ironically, both were this weekend, we're cleaning out our closets and making like the donation bags and making room for spring and all that. And I already had dropped off my stuff and it was gone. But Raven had mentioned that his bags were still in his car. So I said, go get them. Let's go through them. All right. Let's talk about some of the things in your donation bag.
All right. Here we go.
Not one, but two 49ers jerseys.
Yep.
One for whoever Smith is and one for whoever Davis is.
Smith and Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis, that's a good jersey right there.
So why are you getting rid of them besides the fact that...
I'm too fat now. Too fat now. They're too tight. Too fat. They're too tight.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You're...
I mean, I can put them on, but I can't breathe.
Well, you know what's
But I'm thinking about bringing them back.
Oh, my God.
That's the halo item.
Here's the best part. I have laid out all the clothes across the studio floor, and we're going to have a Raven's donation bag fashion show a little bit later on that we'll post on our social media at Anna and Raven on Facebook and everything else, Instagram, whatever.
What are some of your other favorites in there?
How about your Affliction t-shirt? I want to know, what club were you going to with this? It has gold, like the gold foil on this t-shirt.
Night.
And there's a dragon that might also be an eagle head, and of course a skull. Because
always a skull.
Yeah,
velvet.
What clubs did you wear that t-shirt to?
Velvet, Brickyard. Yep, any of those spots. Yeah, or to both of those. Yep.
Then on the other side of the spectrum, there's a Chaps old man sweater. That's an extra large.
Let me see it.
Still has its tags on.
Where's that one?
It's in the back. The one in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Was that for Christmas?
That was for Christmas.
I knew it.
It was from my mom, like, I don't know, 5-8 years ago, something like that. And I didn't want to get rid of it because I feel so bad because my mom gave it to me. She has this different vision of who I was at that time, right? Like, here I am at some Vermont lodge or something, you know, having a hot toddy in that sweater. That's not my life.
Moms love to buy things that are Chaps. It's like the only time you ever see Chaps is like when your mom buys
it. That's it, right?
Yeah. And then you have a black t-shirt that says, I drink and know things, Game of Thrones.
Right. Peter Dinklage.
Why are you getting rid of that? That seems like a keep that forever. You don't even sleep in that?
I don't wear t-shirts with slogans, really.
Uh-huh.
I did sleep in it for a while. But again, I needed the space, you know? Yeah. If it doesn't bring you joy, you're supposed to get rid of it.
You have so many of the head handkerchiefs, too. Yeah. And I just didn't picture you as the guy wearing the head handkerchiefs.
I never was. But that's the thing is, so I got them in all these various colors. I don't remember where I got them. I really don't know where I acquired all these things. But then I held on to them. I was like, maybe I'm going to need that. It's like a matching hat for your Timberlands. Except, you know, I never actually wore it.
Why do you think that the donation bin wants your used gross socks? There's so many socks in here.
I don't know why the socks are in there. I think I just threw them out thinking that it was a throwout.
There's so many socks.
Yeah.
And some of them have holes. And I was like, nobody wants your whole socks.
No, I think they were trash.
Yeah.
I mean, they mistakenly went in the bag. But there's some great quality items over there.
Oh, great quality. I can't wait to go through bag number two. That'll be coming up later today on the Anna and Raven show.